Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents the evolution in online sports entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. Listen to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Nothing works, this is Brent's fault. This is WTR Sunday Night, the Road to Crown Jewel episode, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, where if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop, because we're a hashtag epic partner. I am the producer, Sir Rockin. We have Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm honorary Usi. That's how I feel tonight.
That's how you feel tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not full Usi, but honorary Usi.
Honorary, yeah. The man we blame if everything goes wrong, the intern Kane Kittens.
Look, don't blame me just because I'm calling out the, you know, inactivity of our producer before show. I'm just saying. By the way, Keishi, after the show, we're going to Waffle House, all right?
Sweet. That's a long drive for me, but let's go anyway.
Did
that perk you up?
You bet it did.
I love how he's supposed to be in character the whole time, and all of a sudden it's like, we're going to Waffle House, and you see each other like, what?
Yo, but, I mean, it's perfect. Like, there's always... It doesn't matter. There's always, like, if someone is angry, like, as angry as humanly possible, there's always, like, one thing that'll, like, turn them around. And for Jay, it's Waffle House.
And here it is. We try to find out if it is the one and only Tim Stein. How? Okay. It's how many years we do this show. Any show. Simple microphone. Do we have to abandon Skype at this point? Do we have to move to another platform? Is that what we gotta do?
I think Skype works great for 3/4 of us.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, it even works on Saturday night.
We think.
We get sub to, you know, actually appear on Skype.
These are factual statements.
I think someone just needs, like, a new microphone?
Computer, microphone, internet, all the above.
I don't know how Skype doesn't detect the microphone, but... I don't know. Anyway.
So Casey, are you saying he needs a new microphone and not just new to him?
Casey's not going to respond to that one. We'll get to Tim here in a bit. But we're here, everyone, to talk about Crown Jewel, the next WWE Premium live event, which airs live this Saturday, noon Eastern.
Oh, Jesus.
Check your local listings for time and availability.
God, 9 a.m. West Coast. For those in the mountain time zone, 10 a.m. West Coast, 9 a.m. So on and so forth.
Yeah, Arizona, 9 a.m. Jesus. Okay.
And it's on. Don't we fall back next week, too, on Saturday?
Oh, don't tell me that. Hang on.
No, you're fine for Saturday. Saturday night, we fall back.
Yeah, you get an extra hour of sleep between Saturday and Sunday.
No.
With me, I get into this weird realm where I wake up and I go, does football start at 10 or 11 now? Because we don't change our clocks, but everything else changes around us. November 6th, son of a bitch!
Oh, you're one of the good people who recognize that we don't need daylight saving time.
Yeah, it's
hello.
Like,
yeah, we got
us okay. And Indiana.
That's it. But usually, Cage, we're on the air when that happens. So I don't. I fall back and it's like, oh, where's the extra? Oh, it's right here. Is where we're still doing the show.
Welcome to CB Radio.
And then when we
does that mean Intern's Corner is going to be twice as long?
No, we just end when we end and just lose the hour. We lose the hour either way. When we spring ahead, we're usually on the air, and it's like, oh, it's 1:03 now.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's why you say ish.
That's why we say that. That is why we say ish. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Hey.
We did it.
I'm
assuming that worked.
Yes.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, long-time caller, first-time listener. I got a question for Casey.
Yes?
Why don't you just go to IHOP? It's closer.
Because they don't have waffles? IHOP isn't Oosie?
Denny's. Denny's, man.
Denny's definitely isn't Oosie.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Tim. How are things?
Welcome to another edition of Tim Fixed His Microphone, and no, he doesn't need a new one or a new to him one. I don't know what's wrong.
Turn it off and on again.
It just, like, I had to hang up with you guys, close all my browsers, and then call you back, and it worked.
Well, okay, then.
Casey, are you taking the little guy tricking and treating tomorrow?
You bet I am.
Are you dressing up, too?
Yes, I most definitely am.
What are you dressing up as?
I'm a henchman.
For who?
My kid, who is the Joker.
Oh, he's going as Joker?
Yes.
And you're going to be, like, in purple and green?
No. So, I mean, I have a purple jacket, like, 89 Batman, but I also have a black t-shirt that says henchman written across it, like, 60s Batman.
Okay,
yeah. Cool. 60s Batman henchman.
Yeah,
right,
it's kind of a mishmash of I'm a multi-generational henchman for my multi-generational Joker kid.
But are you a generational talent?
No, I'm not even mid.
mid.
I'm just, no, I don't know, trying to do something funny with mid. I can't figure anything out. Not mid, I'm id. That's a thing, isn't it?
You could be mid-card.
Yeah.
Rock,
that.
Are you hanging out with the nephew tomorrow night?
No.
You're going to treat by yourself then?
I'm watching baseball tomorrow night.
It's the playoffs. It's like Halloween.
That's what happened during football season when I was younger. It was just, football's on? Yeah. No worries.
I'll get my candy later.
Yeah, it's called The Store.
There you go. Hi, Lindsay. Lindsay Ward in the chat room. Of course, she's the host of the Rock Radio Show Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern. She's hanging out listening to us. I don't know why, but I'm glad she's here. Did everybody go away?
No, that was weird.
What was weird?
The long, awkward silence.
The awkward silence was very weird. I don't get it.
It's a show built on weird, awkward silences. Anyway.
Weird, awkward silences.
After last
isn't,
night.
Isn't all science weird and awkward?
Yes.
Consult Michael Anthony Hall.
Yes.
Or Anthony Michael Hall.
Anyway, Crown Jewel.
Weird science.
Let's talk about Crown Jewel. As we mentioned, noon Eastern, 10 a.m.
9 a.m. Pacific.
Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah. No one ever says mountain. They always say Eastern and Pacific.
At 11 a.m. Central.
I'll tell you right now, unless it's snowing, I'll be missing Crown Jewel.
That's why you have plenty of time to catch up before next Sunday.
Cross your fingers.
You will have time. You got 20 plus 4 hours. You'll be good. Anyway,
you got 36 hours.
And you gain an hour, so you'll be fine. It's all fine. As we talked about, you gain an hour. It's cool.
Gain an hour? When do we gain an hour?
Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You guys are just talking about, like, daylight savings time and standard time when I was having my mic difficulties.
We were. We were filling in the gaps when you weren't here. Anyway, like I said,
because I hung up.
You did. Crown Jewel. Let's talk about the card. We have 7 matches to go through, including the Undisputed Tag Team titles on the line, the Usos and the Brawling Brutes. Opinions.
Okay, I'm just going to say this right now, just to get it out of the way, because we say it every time there's an Uso match for the past, like, 4 months. So this is the time they're going to drop the belts, right?
This is going to be the month.
This will be the event in which the Usos finally drop the tag belts.
Right? I don't think this will be the event that happens.
Yeah.
Why not? You don't think the Brawling Brutes are going to do it?
No.
Do it for their boy.
Congrats to Sheamus for getting married over the weekend.
Indeed.
Mazel.
What's the Irish equivalent of that?
I don't know.
Bar fight?
No, that's the reception.
So, yeah, anyway. So it's an easy, everyone's going Usos on that one? No real discussion?
Yeah.
You don't even give them the slimmest of hopes?
I mean, no. I think there will be some, like, really, really good near falls.
The Usos could lose it here. I give the Brutes a chance on this one. If only for one reason. Sammy Uso.
You think Sammy Uso's gonna cost them the belts?
I don't think deliberately. I think it could be something like we've seen the past few weeks where him and Jay don't see eye to eye on something. They get distracted and Jimmy can take the fall, and then all of a sudden it now becomes Jimmy's pissed at Jay because he couldn't keep his eye on the ball, and Sammy was trying to help and try to keep him in the game, which just keeps it moving forward.
They haven't completely imploded yet.
And if you give the Brawling Brutes the belts, it frees it up to be explored a little more on some of the brands. You'll have fresh matchups. Plus, with Sheamus getting married and being injured and maybe going on a honeymoon here in the near future, it allows them to, you know, have something to do while Sheamus is busy.
Okay. At least you made a case. I'm proud that you made a case. But you're all still winning Usos. Anyway, now one you'll really have to debate. Raw Women's Championship, last woman standing, Bianca Belair and Bayley. Opinions.
This is going to be good.
You shut up and take my money.
Yeah, take Tim's money.
I mean, we've seen this building for a few months now. It started at SummerSlam.
Since SummerSlam.
Yeah, since SummerSlam when Bayley first came back and introduced Damage Control. We didn't know their name at the time, but they have kind of asserted themselves in the women's division, which is nice to see because it gives a lot of the women things to do in interacting with them. You have Io and Dakota winning the tag belts, and Bayley winning the title here would make her absolutely insufferable because her as champion could just lout it over, you know, I told you so. You know, she finally gets the big win over Bianca in a solo match. And honestly, if Bianca loses here, it doesn't hurt her.
No, it doesn't. Which is kind of what we talked about a month ago when they did the last match, but Bianca still held on to the belt. What do you think, Keish?
I mean, a lot of the things, like you just said, a lot of the things that we said about their last matchup, the ladder match, could definitely carry over to this one. If Bianca loses the title, like you guys said, it's not going to hurt her. It's just a matter of, like,
you can kind of use the fact that they're not in the United States or that they're in Saudi Arabia. You know, that could be a reason why all of a sudden Bianca doesn't have any backup, but Bayley managed to get the rest of damage control there, which would give her the advantage for the stipulation. There could also be shenanigans. I'm not sure how much shenanigans they would do just because this is a women's match in Saudi Arabia. So I don't know if they have the free reign that they kind of normally do, which would definitely factor into how this would be done.
They had more of a free reign last time they were in Saudi Arabia.
And I mean obviously every single time that they've gone there, it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a matter of, like, this is a last man standing match. How, I mean, if this was a regular wrestling match, it would probably be like, okay, well, it's a regular wrestling match. But the fact that it's last man standing and, like, anything goes, are they going to be allowed to go as extreme as you would, say, anywhere in the United States without agitating people in Saudi Arabia?
Well, the question is, what would agitate Saudi that they might do in a wrestling show that is two women in a last man standing match? Can we actually call it last man standing?
It's last woman standing. Just
yeah.
Well, it's just, I don't know, like, how, and I don't know because I don't look that much into how they feel about women hitting each other with chairs or weapons of any sort or anything like that. Like, how there's some sort of degree of extreme that they probably can't go to that they normally would be able to hear.
I don't think that show violence is frowned upon over there. Don't take what I'm about to say the wrong way, because it does not mean to come across in the wrong way. It's just the fact of life. I think that more offense is taken by having too much skin show than people beating each other up.
Yeah.
It's very puritanical, but turned up a notch.
Mm-hmm. I think
it's like on American TV. There's nothing. Nobody says anything twice about showing somebody being shot with a gun. But heaven forbid anybody looks at a nipple.
Yeah, I don't know. With that going in, I lean towards this being like some sort of shenanigan outcome. In which case, I am going to pick Bayley.
Casey believes Bayley walks out with the belt.
Because Tim, shenanigans favor Bayley.
Tim, where do you lean?
Who are you asking?
I said, Tim, where do you lean?
Oh, I didn't hear you say my name. I don't think they're planning on taking the belt off Bianca just yet. I think Bayley is the heir apparent. But I don't think they're going to pull that trigger just yet. And you said shenanigans. Hasn't Bianca had a couple of gals come out and back her up?
But they've been taken out of action by damage control. Alexa and Asuka have been taken out of control for now, which means they could appear at Crown Jewel. They could appear after Crown Jewel to set up Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And they also attacked Candice LeRae.
That too.
Yeah. So taken out of action doesn't mean that they're not available.
Well, if they're telling
what a great way of getting revenge to help set up for Survivor Series, don't you think?
Revenge always helps. Hunter talked about how they want to build War Game Survivor Series with, you know, an actual story, and they've been telling it for those missing.
Yeah. And ever since the last of Vince's ideas and everything have gone by the wayside, WWE booking is starting to make a lot more sense, especially to the hardcore fans who think that it was dumbed down too much to appease the casual fan. That's the main gripe and complaint on social media from the internet wrestling community. In my description is a basic nutshell summarization of it. But one thing I have noticed, there's a lot more nuance and subtlety that has been put back into the shows that is bringing back the compulsion
to follow along. It's making for compelling programming, if you will. Mm-hmm. This is what I've noticed. And not everybody can watch any type of anything as one and the other, the hardcore fan and the casual fan. That's a bit of a trick, and it's a really, really tough thing to do. But if you're able to see it from both points alternately, you can say, well, they're doing this for the casual fan because yada, yada, yada. And then something else goes on. Oh, they're doing that for the hardcore fan because yada, yada, yada. We, the four of us, talk about this on such a regular basis that I don't think the four of us have too much of an issue being able to see both sides, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Would you agree, Brent? Can you see both sides?
Yep.
Casey kind of has to see both sides because he's in the industry.
Yeah.
And is like, okay, I'm going to do this, but I got to do that to pop them. Oh, what about those guys? Well, I'll do this to pop those guys. And I really want that Nintendo video thing at a match, ladder match.
One day, maybe.
We've got to make that. That would be so funny. You've got to bring out
a controller of some sort.
Well, bring out a controller, but didn't they have this great big huge pad?
Yeah, I mentioned that.
That you walked on, right?
Yep, they had it for like a track and field thing. So I think that
I'm really gonna fun. I'm gonna find a beach towel that has a Nintendo controller on it for you. I know that they got them out there someplace, and then you just bring it out and throw it down on the floor, and have somebody stomp on the button. Have some kids stomp on the button.
Anyway, Tim, back to the match.
What were we talking about?
Who you got, Bayley or Bianca?
Oh, yeah, no, I got Bianca.
Brent, who
I
you
don't
got?
I don't think they're ready to pull the trigger.
I last time was letting Bianca show how powerful she was. This time it's going to be Bayley using every trick in the book and a match type that allows for shenanigans to get her to win the title.
Okay. All right. Braun Strowman and Omos.
This is going to be a technical classic.
This is going to be a fun train wreck.
This is going to rival Bret Hart versus Shawn Iron Man match.
Okay. Now you're overreaching. What are you in the government? Get it? Overreach? Get it?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you know from funny? Anyway, continue.
I'm interested to see how they pull this off.
Monster versus monster. Casey, use your phrase.
Two big meaty men slapping meat.
There you go.
I don't know if they're going to smack as much meat as I think they are.
You think they're going to be involved in high-flying shenanigans?
No, but like, it's like there's two big meaty men smacking meat, and then there's like two giants wrestling each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't categorize them as sort of the same thing.
Well, especially when, no offense, one of them is very much more hindered than the other.
Yeah.
Like, Braun can move.
Yes.
Braun can be able to do some things where you're like, oh, okay, he has some ability. Omos is just big.
Yeah.
And I think we saw from his matches with Bobby could do so much, but even that reached a limit where it's like, well, I kind of have to work with what I am given here.
Yeah, so we're going to get one big meaty man smacking meat and Omos.
It's a fair description.
Yeah, you know.
But I mean, if Crown Jewel needed a spectacle, you're going to get it with 2 6-foot-8-plus guys in the ring together at one time.
Yeah, I mean, if they were going to put this on an event, this is the event that I would have put it on, in hopes that I'd never have to see it ever again.
What, you didn't want this as like a Mania match?
No.
Good.
Kind of like Goldberg versus anybody ever again.
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily true. Like, Goldberg, like, now? No, but like, when Goldberg was first in the WWE/WCW, he probably would have been able to do a little bit more. He could, like, do a back handspring back then, which was impressive.
That was 30 years ago, though.
That's why I'm saying Goldberg then would be okay in WrestleMania. Goldberg now, no bueno.
No, Rock, let's be fair. It was only 20 years ago.
Yes.
24.
20.
still, WCW/early WWE Goldberg was something that I would have been more optimistic for in a WrestleMania match than current last 5 years Goldberg. I think earlier I said Brock Lesnar, and I meant Goldberg.
Who's walking out of the big meaty man match, Casey?
I feel like I think they're going to give it to Omos, because as odd as it is to say, I don't think it's going to hurt Braun Strowman to take a loss to a guy who he literally has to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're on separate shows, so like they can do this and then they can get away from each other. Braun Strowman can go back to running around the outside of the ring and tackling people into the abyss and completely forget that he wrestled this guy in Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Tim?
Can this be no contest thanks to MVP interfering?
It wouldn't be, because then Braun would win by DQ if MVP interfered?
Only in one scenario. He could cause like a double countout, for example. Or he could do something that causes it to be a non-finish. There are many different ways you can go.
So
that would not wind up giving him the win via interference.
Which means then you're booking more of these matches between the two.
You say that like they haven't thought about it.
I'm saying I know they've probably thought about it, but do you want to see more than one of these?
That's going to heavily depend on what we see at Crown Jewel.
Apparently. Hold on, Tim. So apparently, they've been doing this match on house shows, and there's a video of it, has almost 2 million views on YouTube already. So people want to see this thing.
But why do they want to see it? Why do they want to see it?
I don't know. I didn't look at it. I just saw the views.
The same people watching it 2 million times.
Could be.
And it would be like all Braun's family and all Omos's family.
Anyway, Tim, go ahead.
Well, Braun could take the loss and not be affected by it, but even though he was there, left, and came back, technically he's still the newest guy. And I'm getting the feeling that they're going to be pushing Braun to be the new monster tweener, which is not a stretch, because that's what they've been doing, let's face it. How much would it hurt Omos to wind up having, you know, to wind up doing the job to Braun?
I don't think many people are caring about Omos right now.
That's the other thing, right? Omos was like whose boy was he? Vince's or Triple H's?
He was Vince's, but even when Vince turned him heel, like when they turned him heel and put him with MVP, it's gone downhill so far.
The shine has faded all around for Omos. I am going to very hesitantly say that Braun's going to win.
Brent?
Oh, I'd already put you down for no contest. Damn.
Well, get out the eraser.
It's not an eraser. It's called copy, paste, done. Okay. And that's because I am copying my answer, because I had already typed Braun Strowman here. In my opinion, you can do much more with Braun than you can Omos. I know Omos, like, it feels weird to say, but you really still need to build him, even though they've been trying to build him for almost, or what, 6 months to a year now?
Over that.
Almost.
No, it's been longer than that.
But it's like, when he was paired with AJ, it was like, okay, you were starting to get him over, and then, yeah, you broke him off from AJ, and it was kind of like, oh, well, now
maybe
what?
You broke him off too soon.
Well, it's not just that, it's when you have almost, no offense, the guy has the personality of a potato. There's a reason why you had to pair him with AJ. There's a reason why you had to pair him with MVP. Potato. At least Braun, you found out, has personality. He's entertaining. And so.
And he's talented.
Yeah, and he can move. And like I said, there's just more that you can do with him. So I think from this, with Braun coming back, if he beats Almost, it's again one of those OMG moments that you can have in a WWE game. Because, you know, it's like him powerbombing Otis is like, oh, shit. Him flipping over the ambulance. Oh, wow. Did you see that? It gives him another thing that you're just like, wow, he's a, you know, superhuman compared to some of the others in the Federation. But But it's still one of those things where it's just like, okay, you can move him forward. And almost doesn't necessarily hurt from this because, again, you still need to build him. And if he does pick up a loss here, who is he lost to? Bobby and that's it? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Losing to Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman isn't a career killer. It's like, well, yeah, they're both former world champions, so, and they're superhuman, or at least the way they're built. So, yeah, they can take down a giant if need be.
Yeah.
So I'm going Strowman.
Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross inside a steel cage. What do you think is going to happen here, Casey?
50-50 booking, right?
You tell me.
I'm down with that, Cage. I'm down with that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. That way, Scarlett, theoretically, maybe, stays out of the cage, is less of a factor, therefore giving Drew the ability to not get... Wait, no, I'm not going to say not get pepper sprayed, because he still can. It's a cage. But she will not get as close to him as normal, and hopefully he will not get as distracted, because... he has Cross in a cage,
mm-hmm.
which I'm assuming is the reason why they're going with the cage, is to keep Scarlett out. And that is would that, be
is that a new Dr. Seuss book, Cross in a Cage?
Yes. But yeah, I mean, yes, with the cage being involved and theoretically keeping Scarlett uninvolved, unless she's really good at climbing cages in the boots that she wears, which would be impressive. I'm going to give it to Drew. And then they can have some sort of rubber match at Survivor Series. That's the next one, right?
That is the next show, yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Survivor Series rubber match. Because Drew wins in the cage. Because Scarlett can't get near him. And her mace doesn't shoot that far.
Sounds like a performance problem. Anyway, Brent.
I can't believe you actually said that.
Performance issues. That's what it's going to be. So, Casey, I have one very important question to ask of you.
Yes?
So, cage matches are meant to keep people out, correct?
Well, theoretically.
Theoretically.
Keep people out. It's either to keep someone out or to keep someone in, depending okay. on the scenario.
So, we've seen this done in shark cages, correct?
Did you say, oh.
So, when... when in the blue hell has a shark cage kept someone from being involved in a match?
Hey, I said unless
especially
she can...
especially in recent history.
I said unless she can climb the cage in those boots that she wears.
No, she doesn't even have to do that. Remember, the WWE cage also has a door.
Yeah.
So, Scarlett, there are many ways in which Scarlett can get involved. Let's say Drew decides he's going to try to leave through the door.
Oh, that'll happen.
And he starts to saunter his way confidently over to the door, tells the ref to open it, opens it up, and boom! Fireball.
Oh, see, I thought maybe she was going to close the door on him.
Or mace, or close the door, or yeah. anything along those lines.
Absolutely.
So the fact that, you know, it's a steel cage and everyone goes, ah, Scarlett cannot be involved with this. I just want to be like,
bullshit!
We've all seen wrestling in the past 5 years. A cage does nothing except make people go, ah, I just need to work harder now to get involved. Okay.
Yeah, but she can't climb in and stop him from claymoring him. That's about the only thing.
She doesn't even need to do that. She can just, like, there are ways that she can fuck with him inside or outside of the ring.
Oh, 100%.
So, with this, I still think something is going to happen. Scarlett will do that. There will be magics involved, maybe. Who knows? Maybe she'll throw sand at him this time. But Drew will get distracted because don't forget, he got distracted from MVP saying his name and screwed up the Claymore so that Bobby could beat him at WrestleMania. And that was without a cage, without anything involved. So I'm still going to go Karrion on this one because I think he can still do with a little bit more rub from this. Drew's not going to hurt anything because... let's face it, he's not really in the main, or he's not really in the title picture right now, so they're figuring what to do with him. He can still, you know, give Karrion a win here, and then if need be, you know, possibly eliminate him from Survivor Series if they're in a match there together or something. Who knows? Drew can still get a one up here, but I think in Saudi, Cross can win. I'm just going to be very intrigued to see what they have in mind or planned for Scarlett in Saudi.
Her cat suit from NXT with a Karrion Kross t-shirt.
They know they ditched the t-shirts last time.
Or she has to stay in whatever giant cloak that she starts off the entrance with. She just doesn't take it off.
Well, because also, I'm wondering, like, do they lower the cage prior to the start of match so that Karrion and her can do the intro? Or does she just kind of, like, sit around on the... Because it's like the entrance is part of the whole big mystique, and it's like for that, they need full access to the ring.
They will keep the cage up for the entrances, and then shenanigans will happen while the cage is being lowered.
That could work. Tim, who you got?
Well, if this wasn't Crown Jewel, I'd probably pick Drew. But there's still a lot of mileage to be had between these two. And it was like you said, Drew's not in the title picture. He doesn't need to be built up taking another loss. Especially the way he probably will wind up taking that loss isn't going to hurt him. He has made that climb. He's in the upper echelon of the locker room. He's at that point now where he is one of the guys they occasionally use to get other talent over. Does Karrion Kross need it to get over? Well, not with the hardcore, but what about the casual fans? What about the people they're trying to bring back? It's not a bad idea to keep pushing Karrion.
So you go.
And it's not going to hurt Drew.
Okay.
So yeah, Karrion Kross.
Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley. Opinions, Brent.
Okay, Casey, now use your line.
Two big men smacking me.
That's what this will be.
Hell yeah. This is the two big men smacking me match.
This is two former MMA guys who are going to rough the fuck up out of each other. And be happy doing it, I should put it.
Sorry, I should be more specific. It's two big meaty men tenderizing meat.
Yet a little surprising to see Brock come back and take Bobby out. But at the same time, to get two former amateur wrestlers, two guys who can put on a spectacle, I think it's going to be entertaining. Now, ultimately, I think Brock smash, because it is in Saudi, and I think that, I believe, will go over a little better with that crowd, having Brock win, because he is kind of the bigger special attraction. And plus, you had Bobby with the U.S. title. You're kind of cooling him off from that. You were setting him up for this feud. Brock came off of the title picture with Roman, and even though he fought the world literally in that last match and kind of, you know, even took on the ring, I think in this case Brock getting the win here can help. And then if you need to pull him out for another special attraction in the next few months, you can do so, and Bobby can go on to whatever next program you may have for him on Raw.
So you're going back.
For this, I will go the Beast.
Casey.
Yeah, I think Brock's going to win. They're gonna beat the crap out of each other more so than most people beat the crap out of each other, because I think each of them will go a little bit more MMA. It will be, I don't know, not as like visually entertaining as when he wrestled Roman. But yeah, I think because it's Crown Jewel, I think Brock's going to win. Because it's Brock Lesnar, I think Brock's going to win. It's weird that they're wrestling each other because Brock is really over and Bobby's a good guy. So I'm not sure why they're wrestling each other, aside from the fact that it's a big Crown Jewel event and the people over there will want to see it, which means the people will want to see Brock Lesnar win. So I think they're going to give that to him.
Tim?
Well, if Bobby had retained the championship, I would hands down pick Lashley to win. But they took it off him mere weeks before Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Why would you do that with somebody holding a title that you're working on building prestige for? Why would you take the title off of him?
Because freaking Rollins is more entertaining?
No.
Why, Tim?
Back in the old days, he said, before the U.S. title became property of WWE, all they had was the Intercontinental strap. And that was used as the jumping point into the main events, contending for the heavyweight title. I just get this feeling that that is their next step with Bobby.
Okay.
But that said, like, this is just my speculation. Brock, insanely over worldwide outside of North America. Bobby Lashley, not as well known in some circles. But here's the thing. Are you guys ready for a bit of a rarity in WWE? Two big guys who were going to give you at least a little bit of technical wrestling in a WWE ring.
Okay, so who you got?
Well, I'm picking Brock to win this one because it's in Saudi. But I'm thinking that this match is probably going to be a better match than a lot of the stuff I've read on social media seems to think it's going to be.
Okay. We got the OC, AJ and Gallows and Anderson, taking on Judgment Day in a six-man tag team match. Thoughts, Casey?
I mean, I think they're going to give it to Judgment Day, Rhea being the X factor of the match, as she usually does. Unless, I mean, I don't see them pulling a trigger on bringing someone to take on Rhea yet, or at least in Crown Jewel. I think they would save that for whatever they're doing with them next.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, she's known to get involved, and most of the time it's usually her involvement that costs whoever is wrestling whatever individual of Judgment Day the match. So I don't see this going any other way than it normally does. Judgment Day is going to win thanks to the real brains behind the group, Rhea Ripley.
Do you agree, Tim?
Yeah, that's tough. You just bring these guys back. But at the same time, you're working on establishing Judgment Day as much as possible, even further. Did you hear about what Dominic did at a house show recently?
What did Dominic do at a house show, Tim?
Well, it's old school heel tactics. He grabbed a Rey Mysterio mask from a kid at ringside and threatened to like tear it in half, rip it apart.
Oh boy, that sounds exciting.
Threw it on the ground.
Yay.
Okay, it's a small thing. It's like not that big a deal, but stuff like that used to be that type of heel fan interaction used to be a big deal years and years and years ago. It's subtle. It's a minor thing to help get your heel over as, you know, a really, really nasty, despicable, hateable person. May not seem like a, like I said, a big deal to a lot of people, but it's a tie-in to what they're doing. And it's just, again, bringing back some of those old school values that we've started to see since SummerSlam. Stuff that it enhances the product and the performers. That being said, yeah, I see Judgment Day wind up with the win on this one. There's not much I could add to what you guys said about Rhea, you know.
Okay.
Because I don't think anybody's pulling the trigger on that one until they set up Rhea versus Beth.
Possibly. Brent?
See, I think the OC is going to bring someone over to give a visual, like, counter. Because AJ's whole thing with this feud has been kind of, you know, he sees what Judgment Day is doing. He knows that the numbers game was against him. So what does he do? He calls in family, you know, the Good Brothers, to come and have his back. And now he sees that Rhea has gotten involved with Carl Anderson. And by the way, Rock, that's never open weight champion Carl Anderson. Put some respect on that.
For now.
For now.
Until he has to give up the belt.
He's still the champion, and he's still clinging to being the champion. He's basically said he doesn't want to give it up yet. He will defend it on his own time. But they saw that Rhea got involved with those matches, and on Monday they dropped the hint of, like, we need to call someone in. And there's two possible options for it. Three, technically, but I don't think they're going to bring Betty in without Edge. And no. Edge is currently busy filming, and your big feud is going to happen later with Finn and Rhea taking on Beth and Edge, where Rhea is going to get the death that is so waiting for her after what happened at Extreme Rules. But I think either you bring in someone like Raquel Rodriguez, someone who has history with Rhea, and someone that can screw with Rhea's head herself, because we've seen already that, you know, Rhea was a little offended when Roxanne had chosen Raquel to be Cora's opponent. And it was just like, really? My tag team, my former tag team partner, you're doing that? Okay. All right. Sure, I'll get involved. So there's that. Or AJ also has a link to someone else. And I brought this up to Rock, and I know he didn't think it was the best idea.
It's not the best idea.
It's not the best idea, but you have to admit there is history with them.
I mean, you know.
And if you want to get people talking, and again, someone that Rhea has history with and that this person has said there is unfinished business with when it comes to Rhea, we could see a queen return, which for Crown Jewel will get the fans to pop. And again, if you want to throw Rhea Ripley off her game, the second that music hits for Charlotte, you'll see her face and she'll just be like, oh, fuck.
There's one major problem I have with your theory and your thinking, and that Charlotte sucks as a babyface and she is absolutely lights out as a heel.
Well, she doesn't have to stick. She's going to get the pop no matter what when she comes back. She doesn't have to stay a face.
Yeah, this is not 3 years ago. They don't need to bring her back for a pop. It doesn't make sense.
Also, would bringing Charlotte back take away from the comeuppance Rhea deserves from Betty?
One of the main reasons why it doesn't make sense.
So, I mean, Raquel would make more logical sense, but, and especially because they sort of hinted at it, but I still don't think it's going to be enough to cause Judgment Day to lose.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think Judgment Day is going to lose here.
Yeah.
I think it's something to...
That'll be enough to kind of serve as like a, oh, no, we're thinking about you, your involvement and what that might do. But ultimately, yeah, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to completely negate Rhea Ripley to the fact of like, oh, the OC is going to win. I think it's just something where you introduce it where people are now like, yeah, no, we're, you know, you want to run this group and you want to see, you know, show you're dominant. That's fine. We can counteract that chess move. And all of a sudden now the Judgment Day is like, oh shit. Like what we've been strong at, they're now starting to play against. Damn it.
So you got who?
I'm going the Judgment Day. I think they still can use the win here. Going into Survivor Series, whether it's going to be an elimination match or whether they're part of the war, I don't know what they're going to do with them there, but ultimately it's going to lead to Edge and Betty taking on Rhea and whichever person from Judgment Day to face their own judgment.
Well, that would have to be Finn. Absolutely, that would have to be Finn because he's the usurper. He came in and stole the group.
Well, technically, he didn't steal the group. They're all equal if you listen to what they talk about.
Finn's well, yeah, you listen to what they talk about. However, when he first came in, he was the catalyst for them all turning on Edge.
I understand that.
And so by default, ergo, henceforth, however you want to put it, it's got to be Finn versus Edge.
Well, we did Finn versus Edge.
Not with Rhea, with the Betty.
But the pairing could be Dom and Rhea, because Edge is out now to teach Dom a lesson for Ray, because Ray won't do it. There's that factor as well.
And Dom and Rhea are
kind of, you know, Dom and us up.
Mommy and Poppy.
Yeah.
Mommy and Poppy.
Well, I don't know about Poppy, but Mommy for sure.
Anyway.
We'll get both.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Hey, she's the one who called herself his new pappy. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so
she's the mommy and the poppy.
Yeah,
Dom is just there.
Dom is there.
Dom is domed.
Well, I don't think he, anyway, no, he's not. Anyway, main event.
It's just the way you said that. Dom is dumb. I mean, like, what are you calling Dom? Stupid?
No, he's domed.
Get it?
Oh,
get it, get it. Main event, Roman Reigns, Logan Paul for the Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Oh, boy.
Tim, thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think I've cheered for Roman Reigns as much as I'm going to in this match, even when he was a member of the Shield. I really, really don't care. It's Logan Paul. I got better things to do and better ways of wasting 30 minutes of my life.
I know how I want this to go. I want Roman to take this not seriously. You know, Logan's had two matches. I've been champ for 2 years. You know, everything he talked about at the press conference, I want him to come in cocky. I want him to come in, you know, cocksure and everything. And in the first 30 seconds, I want Logan Paul to hit a shot out of nowhere for a two count. Just to have the fans, just to have a shock moment, and just to have Roman sit there like, oh God, he's right. And so the rest of the match, he has to, like,
work.
Well, either he has to sit back and know that a punch can come out of nowhere and be on guard, or he feels like he just needs to assert himself fully from that point on. But I just want to see something in that first, like I said, about, I'd say first minute of the match where he's just toying around with Paul, and it's like, haha, okay. Boom! He gets hit like Jay got hit.
And then the beast wakes up.
And all of a sudden, his world just changes, and he's like, oh my God, I have made a fatal error. Because I think also, like I said, it will get the fans into it if all of a sudden Logan Paul looks like he has a real chance.
Yeah,
because his whole thing is, you know, it only takes one lucky shot.
Yeah, and they've been playing that up, so I can see that happening.
Because otherwise, it's just, okay, Roman versus Logan Paul. Yeah, Logan's had two matches, but Roman, lol. They need to do something to make you invested in this.
So, Tim, who do you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Roman, but I don't hate the scenario Brent posited. Yeah, let him come in, take it lightly, let him face wash him a couple of times. And then, out of nowhere, boom, he gets knocked on his ass for a two count. Fine. Have that as a thing that wakes Roman up, as it were.
So you're going
Roman.
Casey, who you got?
Yeah, I'm picking Roman too. They're either gonna do that in the match at Crown Jewel, or they'll do that at the pre-taped SmackDown whenever that happens.
That's right.
that happened this past Friday.
What did they do? Did they do a double shot? Is that what they did?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
so
because it gives them the travel day to.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless it leaks in the next couple days that it happened there, like it'll either have happened at that SmackDown or it'll happen in the match, but. I can't see them giving Logan Paul the championship without it being compared to David Arquette. And so I'm going to raise the one for the Tribal Chief.
See, I wouldn't compare him to David Arquette there.
No, but I understand. There will be some people who will do so.
Yeah, and those people are stupid.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to agree or disagree with them. But
Brent, who you got?
Part of me wants chaos.
It's a glorious thing, isn't it?
Part of me wants just to have everyone lose their absolute mind because you hear the winner of the match and new.
It would be amazing.
It would be hilarious to watch the reaction. I would be sitting there all of Saturday just like scrolling Twitter watching brains explode.
I'm canceling the WWE Network now.
Oh my God, Hunter has completely lost his mind. It's just Vince 2.0. I can't believe it that they sold out for this. What BS, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, ESPN would be running stories on Logan Paul winning the title. You would have it covered by every major news media outlet.
And some of those, like, entertainment shows, I'm sure.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a monumental news story.
And we have talked about the person that needs to beat Roman Reigns needs to be made by this.
And you would legitimize Logan Paul as a WWE superstar.
You would make Logan Paul
a legitimate WWE superstar. But you're going Roman Reigns.
That being said, as much as I want to pick him, you're not going to pull the trigger on that yet. If you were going to do anything, you have Logan lose here, but in a valiant effort. You have Roman win, and then something happens at the end of the pay-per-view to signal either what's going to happen at Survivor Series or who the next big challenger for Roman is. I don't think it'll be Bobby.
I'd bring up Bray.
No.
You don't put Bray as the first feud, especially because you're still setting up who or what Bray is.
Yeah, right, he's not established.
I was kidding, kids.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. The internet is already going, oh my God, Bray Wyatt, we should build Team Roman versus Team Wyatt at Survivor Series.
No.
The Wyatt Six versus the Bloodline.
Like, no, calm down.
We don't even know who the Wyatt Six are, and you can't just throw them into a fucking War Games match.
3-week build. Yeah, that's smart.
That sounds like Vince's booking.
Anyway, so there you go. It's Crown Jewel. It's preview. Next Sunday, they'll review it. You go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Drop the card later in the week. Make your picks. See how good you can do compared to these three gentlemen.
Yes, do it. Do it now.
You use gentlemen very, very,
loosely.
But that's our show.
That's it for tonight, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to find out if Tim's mic works. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
Actually?
There's playoffs, so there that's postponed.
That is postponed. And Lindsay has to go pick up her parents at the airport. So, previously occupied. But that's okay. Monday night,
so
it is the...
immediately following Raw tomorrow night is going into the kids' candy and checking it and making sure that that you let the little kid in you come out and steal all of the not the singles, not the duplicates, but the triplicates.
Check your kids' chocolate bars for death matches. I hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway,
whatever they have three of, take one for yourself.
Anyway, Monday night, the Raw Post Show, 11 PM Eastern.
Next 10 o'clock Eastern, I've already mentioned it. Lindsay Ward hosts. It's on award winning The Rack Radio Show. And Rock joins her, but, baseball.
No, this week will be football.
Football, Jubed.
Because the Eagles play on Thursday, so I'll be watching football and doing The Rack live Thursday night, 10 PM Eastern.
You don't need to watch that.
I always need to watch it. Anyway, we'll preview Crown Jewel Thursday, 10 PM Eastern. Check out The Rack Extra Reviews. PGA Tour 2K23 now available in The Big Bang Theory, the definitive inside story of the epic hit series, the book review available now, rockradioshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast.
Exactly what he said. You know what you should do on Saturdays when there's no baseball or football?
What, Tim?
Why don't you play Fortnite with your friends?
Baseball pending. Fortnite with friends. 10:30 before CB Radio, which is midnight-ish Eastern, CBRadioLive.com.
There you go. And, of course, next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, it'll be an hour earlier, even though it's not an hour earlier.
Only for Brent.
Think about it.
No, actually, I think it adjusts to being an hour later.
Hour later.
Later. He's an hour later.
Oh, good. That means it starts at 8 now. Awesome.
We gain an hour. That's right. But you don't. You gain shit. Anyway. Yeah, it'll be our review edition of WWE's Saudi Arabian Crown Jewel. So tune in and find out what we thought about the kids. Absolutely. But hey, any announcements or anything going on with the network, you can check out on social media.
At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. It is WTR Sunday night on the Facebook and the Twitters.
Did you say Twitters? Casey's on Twitters.
Boy, am I. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KyleDriver, more so Twitter, because
it's faster to retweet things on Twitter than it is on Instagram, and I'm lazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah. So that's all there. I also have a super fun Redbubble store where I sell merchandise with anime renditions of my face on it eating bento. Feel free to peruse. Put that logo on a coffee mug, mouse pad, t-shirt, all kinds of stuff. Christmas is coming.
You need a customized bento box.
I have one. I sell them, just not on that website. That is face-to-face interaction only. So if you're ever in Calgary and you want a bento box, hit me up.
Well, you know, you could always mail them whatever price you sell them for, plus shipping and handling.
That's true. Once I figure out what shipping is, maybe I'll post about that.
Oh, I can
on
help
my, on my Twitter or Instagram, which is at Kyle Driver.
There you go. I can help you out on that one. But Brent doesn't sell anything on Twitter.
Nope. But you can find my ramblings on Twitter. I don't have an Instagram because I do have a face for radio. But you can find me on Twitter at Kane Kittens and listen to my incoherent ramblings and my thoughts on WWE and other promotions and watch me make friends throughout the week.
There you go. And of course, if you're going to go to Twitter, follow me at Flame Swarms. We're talking wrestling. We're talking sports of all kinds that I follow and or play. Just whatever comes to my mind. I'm tweeting every single day. If you're not following me yet, do it at Flame Swarms. I do believe we're good to go. Tonight's Devil's Night. Of course, tomorrow night is Halloween. Everybody is safe trick-or-treating to you and the kids. And, yeah, for those of you who are going to be driving around and doing stuff, keep your eyes open. Drive slower in the residential neighborhoods. Say goodnight, Rock.
This has been WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Wild Talk Radio Network.